Linda.
McDonald's is teaming up with Beyond Meat for its first ever plant-based burger. The McPlant is going to be in a testing phase in the UK and Ireland later this month and then be rolled out in those countries, at least, in 2022. We've got Brooke DePalma here now with the details in this week's Brooke's Bites. Brooke, I want to know, when is the McPlant coming to the U.S.? Do we know that?
Alexis, there are thousands of U.S. consumers just dying for that answer. There's no word yet on that, but this McPlant has been in research and development for the past 3 years. And so to hear that this is being tested in the UK and Ireland is certainly a big announcement on behalf of McDonald's and Beyond Meat. I also want to note that this McDonald's McPlant definitely had a lot of thought going into it. Not only was it 3 years in that R&D stage, but they also had to create a full sandwich with all vegan menu items. And so I want to take a closer look at what exactly this McPlant will include. It will include that plant-based patty with Beyond Meat, a vegan sesame bun, vegan cheese based on pea protein, vegan sauce, and then in addition, it's more traditional sandwich items like onions, pickles, lettuce, tomato, ketchup, and mustard. Now, I want to note that McDonald's is emphasizing the fact that this sandwich, this new plant-based patty will actually be cooked separately on, you know, separate from McDonald's burgers and those chicken sandwiches that everyone knows and loves. They'll be using dedicated utensils and a dedicated location. So making that clear for consumers.
Yeah, I would imagine that also means a little extra cost for the company to have to like come up with all that extra stuff just for these plant-based burgers. Makes you think that they have more plant-based offerings to come, which, you know, I want to ask about how that's doing for some of these other restaurants, because we saw Burger King team up with Impossible Foods, other restaurants sort of jumping on this bandwagon as well. How are they doing with these offerings?
You know, Alexis, compared to pre-pandemic levels, menu mentions across the board have actually jumped 1,000% of plant-based options, according to a new survey by Tastewise. We've seen Dunkin' jump on first with Beyond Meat, later with Morningstar Farm, when perhaps that partnership didn't work out how they had hoped. Starbucks, also an earlier player back in June of 2020, with that Impossible breakfast sandwich. And the, you know what? More and more chains just keep jumping onto these trends. According to that new report from Tastewise, we're seeing still a major divide, but also a major opportunity for both mega, big, mid-size, and small chains. Right now, less than 20% of those chains are serving that vegan meat, and there's still a huge amount of them serving animal meat compared. Both mega chains and small chains certainly have the most work to do. They're over 60% of a gap there between animal meat and vegan meat options. I also want to note the big opportunity here. Right now, the plant-based U.S. market is $7 billion, while the plant-based meat market solely is worth $1.4 billion. And so the interest is there. And with climate change on the top of people's mind and many consumers' mind, a lot of these people are opting for these plant-based options, not only for health reasons, but also for sustainability reasons. And so one thing that a lot of these consumers are trying to wrestle with, perhaps those meat lovers and not willing to try plant-based protein, they're wrestling with that authenticity of having a meat burger, of having that social grilling experience. And so Tastewise executives tell me that there's still a long run ahead for all these fast food chains trying to replicate that experience at all of their chains across the U.S. and globally.
All right. Well, it looks like we're going to have to wait a little bit for this McPlant to make its way over to the U.S. Brooke DePalma, thanks so much.